It's all good, man. And they've got even better news here. It's just coming thick and fast on this show this morning, isn't it?
Someone stop us.
We cannot be stopped. Coffee drinkers live longer even if they add a spoonful of sugar.
Years ago, I stopped adding sugar to my coffee because, you know, I went to
big. Good.
Yeah, okay, but now.
But it is good to reduce your sugar intake.
So yeah, of course
good,
it is.
A good move.
Okay.
So don't knock yourself for that. There's plenty of things you can put a knock on yourself, but not that one.
Like adding red drink to my vodka and having fire engines.
Oh, you're drinking Fanta like a kid with your vodka. Come on, mate, grow
up. I like vodka, lime and soda, but sometimes I like to mix it up and have the sugar-free Sunkist.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, and then you just throw it down with some Whiz Fizz.
And what's wrong with that?
According to a new study published by the Annals of Internal Medicine.
What?
The Annals. A-N-N-A-L-S.
Okay.
It's not the other one.
But when you say the other one, that's how you say it.
No, I don't. That's anal.
Okay.
This is Annals. Gosh, there's a clear pronunciation difference there, girl. You made me say it, and now look what you've done. I tell you what.
Don't you blame me. That's on you.
No. You misinterpreted the pronunciation, which I said is annals. It's not tomato, tomato, okay?
Or potato.
It's not I say annals and you say.
Yeah. What's it say?
Research has found that having a coffee habit leads to a healthier and a longer life. Giddy up. The study found that coffee drinkers were up to 21% less likely to die than those who did not drink coffee. That's great news. It was discovered that coffee drinkers were less likely to develop heart disease and cancer compared to non-coffee drinkers. Even more interesting was the revelation in the Annals that people who drank lightly sweetened coffee a day were 29 to 31% less likely to die during this study that they did. The study also noted that it didn't matter if people drank instant, decaffeinated, or ground, all types of coffee prevented participants from developing some significant health issues. Go us.
It's not really good, though, because I probably 5 years ago when I did breakfast radio, I would have 6 to 7 cups of coffee by 9 o'clock to get through. I have one now. One, so I've cut down my coffee intake.
No, everything in moderation. I don't think this is saying the more coffee you have, the better off you're going to be.
I'm back up to 6, 7 a day, guys.
No. I'm sure if you start having too much coffee, it works in the wrong way and it actually becomes bad for your health. Everything is moderation. This study will be saying that just having some coffee per day, not loads,
read the Annals.
You read the Annals. It was also the bloody Red Bulls you threw down your throat as well that was really going to get you. Don't put it all on the coffee, mate. Also have a look at your diet and all the other things.
Will